You are Locked On Celtics, your daily Celtics podcast here on the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
I'm so hyped right now. Anything's possible. Oh, my mama. Oh, my mama, baby, ma. Anything's possible.
Rainy days back with the vengeance. Back. All the real Celtics fans in attendance. Ooh. This the truth like 34. Yeah. This like walking in the garden when you hear the roars. Crowd goes crazy, most in-depth coverage on the daily, mainly podcast royalty, the content kings. When you talking about the franchise with 17 rings, 17 banners, way up in the rafters, J. King, John Corrales, and Sam Jam Packard. Focus like Danny at the deadline, global with it, got a local feel like the red line, the blue line, the green line, play it in between time. I'ma throw my C's jersey on in the meantime and press play. When the F's done, I can't wait until the next day, trying to stay in tune with the C's, it's the best way. Melly, Rainy Jays.
Hey there, welcome back. This is the Locked On Celtics podcast. I want to thank you for making this part of your daily routine. We're back daily. I am John Corrales. I'm the host of the Locked On Celtics podcast. Now that Jay and Jam are gone, off to The Athletic to do their own podcast. But as we've been doing all week, we've been sharing the final Locked On Celtics with the Rain and Jays podcast. We got together on Sunday. We all podcast and we went for like 2 hours. Now, Monday's podcast, if you missed it, was the goodbye announcement. Tuesday's podcast was part one of our selection of every game, our prediction of every game of the season. We got through October, November, December. Now, for this part of the podcast, the farewell, it is January through April. The rest of the year, we're going to get our win predictions, our final win totals. We all end up kind of in the same place, actually. And then at the end, there's a return to the reminiscing. Mind you, at this point, the 12-pack that we bought is gone. Jay may have had a head start on us. So that becomes obvious as the podcast progresses. So enjoy this, and then I'll be back at the end to wrap things up. And then tomorrow and Friday, it's me and perhaps another guest, but we'll start to take the next steps of the Locked On Celtics podcast, which I hope and I am going to try like hell to make just as good and just as entertaining as the last. It's a bit of an evolution. Some of those elements aren't going to be there for sure, but hopefully we get to add some other elements. And through a rotating series of guests and co-hosts, we will continue to give you a podcast that you can enjoy on a daily basis throughout the course of the season. So here we are, returning to our selection, our prediction of every team, every game for the Boston Celtics this season. We begin now with January. Start January at home against Atlanta. This is interesting.
Loss.
Ooh.
The Hawks are officially jam-packered frisky, and I think they're going to be a good team this year. Celtics always lose dumb games to teams they shouldn't. It's a loss.
I would argue jam-packers right here. For one of the first times in his life. But he also has a Pablo Sanchez shirt on, which means he's been right at least once before.
Oh, humongous melon heads. 20-0 every season.
Okay, so loss, loss. All right, you know what? I can be convinced. That's a loss. Then they go to Charlotte, which is a win, even on a back-to-back.
That's Chicago. So,
oh, I'm sorry. Chicago. Also still a win, even on a back-to-back.
Jam Packer also thinks the Bulls are going to be frisky this year, but not frisky enough to beat the Celtics.
I really am going to enjoy, I think, watching the Bulls this year.
I've been to
more
one
so
game.
Than, yeah, I think there's something there.
There was a game, I think it was, well, it was last year, maybe 2 years ago, where they got their asses kicked by the shitty Bulls by like 20 to 30. And I feel like that's what I feel like we have to remember making these predictions, because there's a lot of games they should win just because it's the Celtics against the Bulls, but Right. Sometimes they lose. So,
but, you know, there's always going to be like some of these wins that we think that they should win, they're going to lose.
But some of those losses that we think they should lose, they're going to pull off. So it all ends up evening out.
That's what we said last year, and I predicted them to win 68 games. So okay. Who knows if our method...
Fair enough.
Jay
Chicago, at Chicago.
Bulls. Chicago wins. Thad Young, God.
Chicago wins.
Whoa. Thad Young's my guy. You can't
Thomas,
Thad Young now.
Thomas Satoransky, God.
Okay, Sato may be your guy, but Thad Young's always... I've always been a Thaddeus fan.
Thaddeus.
Wendell Carter, God.
Young Al Horford.
Lowry.
He's not on that either of those teams.
Markkanen.
God.
Oh, Lowry Markkanen. I thought you said Kyle Lowry. Oh, yeah, Finnish Larry Bird. So are you? So you have mentioned you've mentioned at least 4 to 5 gods on the Bulls team, but you've yet to give a prediction.
The gods won.
No, he said. Yeah, he said they lose.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So then, at Washington, all pencil in Wizards games for a win.
Yeah.
Okay. Easy. Don't even, Jay.
Celtics win.
come home, San Antonio.
That's a loss.
Yeah, I'm
Popovich
say.
Stands under Greg John Havlicek.
Yep. Jay.
Celtics beat the Spurs. They beat the Spurs.
Beat the Spurs. Okay.
You know why?
Why, Jay?
Because for once, they beat the Spurs.
Jay
has been adding a lot of dramatic pauses.
Yeah, this is...
It's really emphasizing his hot takery.
I had to grab the mic to say this.
Oh, good God.
This is probably the single worst podcast I've ever done from an individual standpoint.
It's a hell of a way to go out.
I've had others drag me down before. I am dragging everybody down right now. I feel
you
like.
Are. You're just really just...
However...
It's a big turnaround.
However...
You feel a kick.
Celtics. Fall to the Spurs.
You just predicted they beat the Spurs.
Yeah, seriously.
They beat the Spurs.
Next night at Philly.
Loss. I just can't see them beating Sixers.
I can't. I sucks to say.
This is the night when the Celtics front court becomes the focus of the entire media.
Because they just get demolished.
This is the night when it's late enough in the season where they get destroyed by Embiid and Horford, and everyone's like, yeah, maybe the Celtics front court isn't good enough to survive in the playoffs.
So maybe the big baguette can't cut it as an NBA player.
Who knows? Yeah.
This is when people decide, yep, this is
problematic.
When Gordon Hayward probably can't guard Al Horford, and Daniel Tice probably can't guard Joel Embiid.
Probably not.
Do you think Tice is their main big?
Cantor can't guard him either.
It's a valid point.
Good God. All right. 2 nights later, at home against the Pelicans. How are we feeling about the Pelicans?
Another one of the special list of jams frisky teams, but I think that's a win. Young Pelicans team doesn't know how to go on the road and get a win yet, so I think that's a win for the Celtics.
That's fair.
This young Pelicans team will have Zion dunk on Romeo Langford.
What?
Just a random prediction. However, the Celtics will still win.
Okay.
But when Zion dunks on Romeo Langford... Remember, you heard it here first.
Okay.
Romeo Langford will not jump to contest a dunk this entire year. That's one of the worst predictions you've ever made.
Just wait for it.
I have to go and my bladder's full of urine. So I'm going to say for the next 5 games, and then eventually, hopefully, Jay will have made his picks by then. Win, win, loss, win, loss.
Okay. No, hold on.
You are Locked On Celtics, your daily Boston Celtics podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
Chicago is a win for Jam. They beat Detroit. They lose to the Bucks. They beat Phoenix. And they lose to the Lakers. I will say that they beat Chicago. They beat Detroit. They lose to the Bucks. They beat Phoenix. And they lose to the Lakers, just like Jam said. Jay King, Chicago. They beat Chicago, right? At home? You want, might want to talk into the microphone.
I heard Chicago has a lot of gods. They'll beat Chicago this time.
They'll beat Chicago this time. Do they beat Detroit at home?
Yes.
Back-to-back at Milwaukee?
Milwaukee kicks the piss out of them.
Probably. Phoenix at home?
They'll beat Phoenix.
Lakers at home?
Lakers destroy their dreams.
Okay. So we
Rondo may have another game winner.
Ooh. Oh, God. Whoa. Okay, so that brings us to Memphis, January 22nd. Memphis is terrible. Even though they've got exciting, some exciting young players, they're terrible.
I don't think they have too many exciting young players, to be honest.
Okay, so win.
Jaren Jackson is the truth.
Win.
So he's an exciting young player.
At Orlando.
Yes.
At Orlando, win for the Celtics.
Correct.
Okay. At New Orleans.
Loss.
Ooh.
Yes. Loss. Also, I think I'm going to predict it now. Derek Favors, double-double.
Fine.
Ooh, I like that.
I'm in there.
Also, JJ Redick, 17 points.
Zion dunks on Tremont Waters in this game.
No. I say Romeo Langford, revenge game. He dunks on Zion Williamson. With that paddle on his hand. Yeah. Fix there that jump shot.
I like that.
I kind of like that.
At Miami.
Y'all, like Miami Knights. I know that was a problem for the Celtics last year. I don't think
Terry Rozier is not on this team. So.
They still likes to party. I don't know. I think that's a loss for the Celtics.
The bounce is real.
It doesn't hurt quite as bad.
The king of Kamloops will be score at least 20 that night.
I buy into
it
that.
It doesn't hurt quite as bad when your bench is Grant Williams, Carson Edwards, Romeo Langford.
Romeo likes to party.
And Marcus Smart, who could party as much as he wants and still be ready to perform.
I think it's a loss, just on the road. Tough road trip for them.
I disagree.
Well, that's why we're having this podcast, to get those opinions out in the open.
Celtics win.
So you have them 9... And 6. Is that right? 14 games?
We haven't finished out the Golden State.
Oh, Golden
That's
State.
The final game. I think they're going to win at home against Golden State.
Think they beat
I
Golden
think
State.
They get the piss kicked out of them by Golden State.
Okay.
I know earlier I predicted the Warriors are going to be good, but like that good? It's Steph Curry and D'Angelo Russell and who else?
Good enough to beat the Celtics? Yes.
The third best team in the East, the Boston Celtics. They don't have any bigs.
I think Jordan Bell.
The Celtics.
Kevon Looney.
Draymond Green and Kevon Looney are much, 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 much better than the Celtics big men.
Who guards Kemba Walker?
Will you at least agree with me first?
Oh, yes. We've been trashing the Celtics big men for the entire podcast.
I disagree. I think there were too much as too many.
Yeah.
I still think they win. I think they find a way to pull it out.
I disagree.
We've gathered.
Okay. So I have them 8-8 in, what was that, January?
Last year's
you have
podcast.
You both have 9-7.
Took such a different tenor.
Yeah, right. Optimism galore. They're going to win the championship. They had the Erotic City lineup this year.
But are we just... Are we just followers? Are we just people who ride the wave of what everyone else says? Can we be our own men?
We literally have a daily Celtics podcast where we just react to whatever just happened. All we do is ride the wave. That is literally the job description.
So after...
I feel shame.
Going into February, I have them at 28-20. So does Jay. And Jam has them at 30-18.
Woo, a little optimistic. Might have to keep
a little optimistic.
Some losses in here.
But this is, you know, no, this is all right. Okay, so February, this is going to be like the whole week's podcast. Like, we're doing the whole week's podcast right here. Okay, February, we're doing, okay, at home against Philly, February 1st. I just can't, they'll beat Philly at some point, but I can't pick them to beat Philly. So I feel like they're going to lose. I'm always going to pick them to beat to lose to Philly right now. So that's a loss.
I would agree. It's a loss. I've already picked them to win once, but I just think Philly is the best team in the East and has Al Horford, who I like. You guys might know that about me. I'm a fan of Al.
Jay King.
Please.
Philly. Say a word.
Yes.
Okay, now say a word that makes sense.
I'm glad that I was able to use that word to buy time. And now we're going to go with Philly beats the Celtics.
Okay, so three losses. Go to Atlanta a couple nights later.
Atlanta beats the Celtics.
I would say another Atlanta's frisky. Frisky team, loss for the Celtics.
Kevin
Herter has 24.
The red baguette, as they call him.
I'm going to say that's a win. I'm going to say it's a win.
Bad joke.
Come home to Orlando. Fair. I think they lose to Orlando at home. I'm going to put this down as a loss. Okay.
I think it is a win. No. They beat the Magic, but then they beat the Hawks. Two wins in a row.
Okay. So, Jay, Orlando. I agree with that. Orlando and Atlanta at home.
Markelle Fultz scores 21. Celtics lose.
Boom.
And then what about the Hawks?
They beat the Hawks second time around.
Okay.
Marcus Smart somehow ends up not destroying DeAndre Bembry.
Okay. They go to OKC.
Do they stay in the haunted hotel or not?
No.
Okay, that's a win.
They win anyway because OKC is terrible. Not great.
Go to Houston.
Loss.
Fair.
But also loss.
At home to the Clippers.
Loss. Clippers are good. Clippers are a good team. Good squadron.
Clippers are a good team.
Might be the best squadron in
the whole
association.
I agree.
Loss.
A loss. That's loss. Taking us into the All-Star break. So,
here's a fun little. While John does the math, will the Celtics have any All Stars this year?
Yes,
I'm going to say one. Kemba Walker is an All Star. I'm going to say two. Jason Tatum is an All Star. I'm going to say three. No one else is from the Celtics is going to be an All Star.
I'm going to say it. Kemba Walker will be an All Star. That will not be in question. I'm going to say also the Celtics will have one more All-Star. I don't know.
You say Jason Tatum, that is, you added no one else.
I don't know who it'll be. Tatum or Hayward?
I think it's more likely to be Jaylen Brown than Gordon Hayward. If you can't tell, I'm low on Gordon Hayward at the moment.
I'm high on Hayward. Say I'm going to say it's Hayward.
Oh, I'm surprised, John, that you were high on Hayward. Have you seen him do shooting videos this year picking up marbles with his feet? Remember then that was a story for a week. It was like, oh, Gordon Hayward's picking up marbles with his feet faster than anyone's ever picked up marbles before. He's back, baby.
And that was also when Corrales was saying that Hayward would have the best shooting season of his career.
I've already defended myself
All because of the marbles.
Yeah.
Right, it was right. A direct marbles exactly what it causation. Was. I saw marble videos and I said, that marble thing is going to really lead to having a breakout season. Okay, 31 all-star records, all-star break records. I have them at 31 and 24. Jam has them at 33 and 22. Jay is at 30 and 25. We're settling into our roles here. Jay's the pessimist. Jam's the optimist. I'm in the middle. Okay, coming out of the break.
What's my record right now?
30 and 25.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Okay, I've got one more win. Jam's got... Three
great,
months,
bro.
Okay, four-game road trip out of the All-Star break, starting at Minnesota.
Loss.
A loss.
Ooh. They win that one.
Yeah, I say.
You
they
know
win
why? Karl Towns can't fuck with Kemba Walker in the pick and roll.
Okay, at the Lakers.
Loss.
Yeah.
Shock the world, son. Win.
You know, I'm going to go with a win, too. Screw it. Then back-to-back, Portland and Utah.
Loss. I have double losses. I have them losing, going 0-4 on that West Coast swing.
Wow.
I got double losses at the end after 2-0 to begin. Double loss. Double loss.
Oh, yeah. Wow. And then Houston's coming up. I have them coming up 0-5 out of the All-Star break.
Yeah, I'll say they lose to Houston. So that's a loss. Wow. And Jay, you have a loss at Houston? I'm at home against Houston.
Marcus Smart could pull shenanigans.
They beat Houston. Boom.
Boom goes the dynamite.
Yes.
See, this is the thing. Now I'm just putting the mic in front of Jay's face, and he feels obligated to talk, but he's not adding much.
So you say they beat Houston?
Facts.
You say they beat Houston?
Yes.
Yes, I did.
You know
and
why?
And boom goes
you
know the dynamite.
Why? You know why? First of all, I'm not adding facts because this is a tough exercise to add a lot of facts in. Like, if I'm just saying they're going to beat Houston in, what is this, February, January?
February.
In February. It's because I just decided on a whim they're going to beat Houston in February. There is not much analysis I'm giving here.
However,
right.
I will say, who on Houston is going to guard Kemba Walker? Is it going to be Russell Westbrook? No. Is it going to be James Harden? No. Is it going to be Clint Capella? Fucking maybe. PJ Tucker? Perhaps.
Perhaps that guy could do a lot.
But Russell Westbrook and James Harden? No, which is why I'm picking the Celtics. Boom. How about that for dramatic?
It was plenty dramatic, and I liked your reasoning.
Also, I just made shit up. Like, I was just making shit up now.
Jay, that's been the exercise of this entire podcast for the entire time.
However, now I'm just embracing it.
I'm taking mic control. Give me mic control.
I have mic control still for the people out there. I'm still in charge.
Okay, so we have, so Jay's got them at 35 and 32, just barely above 500.
Yep. Wait,
is that right? Okay.
That sounds about right.
No.
No, it's not.
That's not right. He didn't get the math correct at all.
Like, it's 35.
He messed up.
35, I'm sorry, 35 and 20.
You are struggling right
I'm
now.
I'm really struggling right now. Because I'm looking at the wrong numbers. That's why I'm doing
blame the numbers.
Blame the numbers. I'm not dumb. I'm looking at the wrong numbers.
No, I'm adding.
As a data professional, that is a great move. You just blame the numbers. It's not your fault.
You have them at 33 and 27. Okay? I also have them at 33 and 27. Jam has them at 33 and 27.
Whoa.
All right.
Talk about spiritual alchemy.
Now we've got, so we've evened it out. We're at 33 and 27 going into
the
March,
final 2 months of the season.
March and April.
Jam-packed March. I love using that phrase. Jam-packed. It's okay. My name, but different.
Okay. I thought Jay was going to say something there.
That's what he gets with mic control. There's a lot of expectations.
See, I was going to say something about my own name, which is King. And I didn't have anything clever enough to come back to Jam Packed. So I just let Jam Packed.
You are Locked On Celtics, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
March, we start at home against Brooklyn. It's a win. I'll give them a win. I think the overblown storyline comes true, And I think Kyrie sits this out.
Spencer Dinwiddie destroys the Celtics. I think Kyrie destroys the Celtics. I think Joe Harris drops 9 threes on his former Team USA teammates.
Now you're a Joe Harris fan?
No, now I'm someone who is taking on very tirelessly the quest of making this an interesting podcast.
Okay.
Fair enough. Back my control.
Is that a loss then? I assume that means it's a loss.
Celtics lose.
Back to back, going to Cleveland after losing to the Brooklyn Nets. Joe Harris's 9 threes, devastating them on the entire flight.
You can't lose to Cleveland.
Colin Sexton has 76 points, and Tristan Thompson nets an insane triple-double, probably the first of his career, including blocks, rebounds, and points. But the Celtics prevail.
I like Jay King's announcer voice. I hope they take you, like, get you and go with Scal or something, do play-by-play for the game, because that was electric.
That was awesome.
Bang! Dude, give me your best. Mike Gorman got it.
Got it!
That's terrible.
I don't watch the games.
Oh, come on. You're going to tell me you
don't watch
them. Oh yeah, you don't know what Mike Gorman's
back and
you don't know what Mike Gorman's got, it sounds like. Is that what you're telling us right now?
I'm at the games.
You're telling me right now that you don't know what Mike Gorman's got, it sounds like.
I'm at the games.
You've been at the games for the last 20 years. However long he's been doing this, you've never heard Mike Gorman say got it. You can't do an impression. It was horrible. He just said the words.
I just want to let you guys know I am the single worst at impressions of all time, and I will not be.
Bro, I'm terrible at impressions, bro. I'm awesome at impressions, bro.
First of all, I'm the greatest of all time at impressions, but I will not be coerced into doing such on the podcast.
Oh my god. Okay, so I assume we've all got wins at Cleveland.
Tristan Thompson's triple double and Colin Sexton's 76 points.
Come home and face Utah. We're at March 6th.
I'm gonna go win for the Celtics.
Ooh, a win. I'm gonna go loss. Jay's gonna look at his phone.
Utah beats the Celtics. Donovan Mitchell has 37 points and 19 assists. And Rudy Gobert dunks on Enes Kanter 4 times. However, Jason Tatum hits 3 threes in the final 2 minutes. And the Celtics only lose by 2.
Thank you for that, J.K.
Oh, my God. All right, I'm back. I got up to get a beer because Jay was doing his announcer thing. Okay, so I got a loss to Utah. Jam, you got a win to Utah.
Jay has a loss.
At Indy.
No, Oklahoma City.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oklahoma City, that's right.
I have a win because the Thunder are trash. I'm going to just say win for Jay.
That's a 4-0 March.
Yeah, I mean, I just had them have lose 5 in a row. Now they're winning 4 in a row.
Okay.
I think they're going to win in Indy. On the 10th.
5-game win streak. Oh, I didn't even see what... Yeah, because they lost the Houston game, so it's a 5-game win streak for you. Okay, I'll buy that. Jay, at Indy.
Victor Oladipo has 213 points, 53 assists.
Don't watch this, Sabonis! Takes the ball with 12 seconds left, and he looks right, he looks left, and he finds TJ Warren for 3 from the right corner for the Pacers to beat the Celtics by 1.
Got it! If you do this for the remaining games, I might have an aneurysm.
Everybody's got a loss at Milwaukee. Loss at Milwaukee?
Yeah, loss at Milwaukee.
Loss at Milwaukee.
They beat Milwaukee.
Woo!
Wild card from Jay. The kid.
Wild card, bitches! home, back-to-back, Washington.
They lose this one. It's stupid. People get upset, including me. I'm top of the upset list.
They win this game.
They also beat the Wizards after beating the Bucks, and now they're on what some would call a winning streak.
A two-game winning streak because you just picked them to lose after that TJ Warren game-winning three in Indiana.
Okay, then now we're at the Chicago game. I think
God's everywhere.
I think they beat Chicago.
I also think they beat Chicago, but not before Zach LaVine has 48 points in an incredible game.
Before that game, Jay King eats 37 deep dish pizzas.
And Chris Dunn has 12 assists. And Wendell Carter makes an incredible box out in the last minute, but it is not enough to help the Bulls beat the Celtics.
Oh, good God. home game in New York against New York. It's a win. Everybody's got that down as a win.
Jay, you're not allowed to recap that game.
Jay, you cannot say anything. We know it's going to be a win. Do not reach for that microphone.
I'm not giving you mic control.
We're going...
You can't play that card with me.
Stop it. Stop it. Oh, good God.
Marcus Morris in his revenge game against the Boston Celtics goes 12 for 14 from the three-point arc.
12 three-pointers.
Did you think he was going to take mid-rangers? Because that is a thing of the past for Marcus Morris, a.k.a. Mook, a.k.a. Mr. Almost brought his team to beat the Boston Celtics. Celtics win by three.
Marcus Morris still blocks me on Twitter. Don't know what I did.
Okay. At Toronto.
Loss.
Lost.
I think I've picked him to win against the Raptors the past couple times. It's going to be close. They always struggle in Toronto. Great nightlife in Toronto. Underrated. Big Canada fan. I went to Canada this summer. Love that place. People's very nice.
Where did you go in Canada?
I went to the Canadian Rockies. Went from Calgary up through Banff National Park.
That's not Toronto.
No, I never claimed it to be.
That's like saying I went to Memphis. I enjoyed the United States.
Yes. I've never been to Memphis. I've been to Nashville recently, and I enjoy the state of Tennessee. Shall we continue?
We can continue.
What Jay? Do you think is going to happen in that game in Toronto that's not near Calgary, nor Banff, nor Vancouver?
Is this the Christmas Day game?
No, we're in March, Jay.
Then, in March, the Raptors win.
Whew. Cutting down the final stretch of the season.
Okay.
Stretch of the season.
Back to back, Brooklyn.
Loss. One word answer, Jay.
Home or away?
Away. Back to back.
Loss.
Okay.
Also?
Jared Allen.
Also.
Kyrie.
Valid points. Kevin Durant also plays for them.
Not at that point in time.
Also?
Spencer Dinwiddie.
Joe Harris? You're just going to say Joe Harris.
Caris LeVert.
Is it Caris or Karis?
It is what I just said.
I don't remember.
Maybe.
Where we got?
Okay.
Wins in Washington. Wins in Memphis.
Win in Washington. Win in Memphis.
I'll be at that Memphis game.
I will
just letting you guys know. If you guys, if anyone wants to know, I'll be at that Memphis game.
Jay, Washington, Memphis. Wins.
Wins all around? Yeah. Those are probably the two worst teams in the National Basketball Association. The Celtics will get one comfortable win against the Washington Wizards, and then against the Memphis Grizzlies, Brandon Clark will rise for a potential game-winning block, but Kemba will float it over his extended arm, and it will fall for a game-winning jump shot.
I didn't know you had such a dramatic side to you, Jay. Normally you play the straight man, but here you're just... Every game's close in your descriptions.
This is like the Friday Night Lights of Sunday night predictions.
Who's Matt Saracen?
I am.
Okay.
Home games, Portland, Minnesota. I think they split those.
Yeah, I say loss, win.
Two W's for the kid.
So you're the Celtics now?
Just the kid predicts two W's, and they will have two W's. Therefore, two W's for the kid.
Fair, fair. Coming into the final stretch run.
So, let's see here. I've got them 10-5 in that month. You, Jam, have them with 9-6. And Jay has them. Geez, only four losses, Jay? 11-4?
It feels like when Dramatic Jay got the voices going, it led to a lot more Celtics
really
wins.
So that puts
also a lot of trash opponents in that month, let's be honest.
So okay,
please look
so
back. Please look back. The kid only brings the dramatic wins against
the trashest opponents. You can't just have a big win against them. It's a Mook Morris 12-14, I believe it was, from 3-point line.
It was a hell of a night from Mook, but just not enough.
And then, okay, so I've got them at 43-32. Jam, somehow, 42-33. And Jay at 44-31. Jay becomes the optimist.
As soon as he gets the voices going.
Yeah, it's the voice. It's the voice thing. Okay, home stretch. April, as my schedule goes away.
Miami, Orlando, Milwaukee, Indiana.
Okay.
Win, win, loss. Win.
Miami, Orlando, Milwaukee, Indiana. Yeah, okay.
They win all those games except for the Bucks because the Bucks have Giannis and they don't have anyone who's good as that.
Okay. They lose twice. Once because Milwaukee is just much better than the Boston Celtics, and that's why the Boston Celtics lose.
Jay's run out of steam. Finishing
but
it up.
But for a second time.
Orlando at
the
Orlando.
Indiana Pacers. This is April 2020. By then, Victor Oladipo has returned to bolster the Indiana Pacers roster. In which case, TJ Leaf comes off the bench to score 47 points. I can't even go with 47 points for TJ Leaf. Celtics beat the Pacers and go 3-1 on this road trip.
Okay, Orlando.
This just turned into an exercise of Jay King displaying he knows the rosters of all the other teams.
Right. He remembers who's on which team. Great. Road trip, Orlando back-to-back, Orlando-Miami, and then at Detroit. I think they split the Miami, the Florida games. And they beat Detroit. So
I agree. I don't know which one of those losses in Florida, but Florida's a weird place.
Yep. Two wins and a loss. Jay, road trip.
What road trip am I supposed
Orlando,
to
Orlando, Miami, Detroit.
They beat Orlando. And then they lose to Miami. Miami always has a way, honestly, of beating the Celtics. I'm not even going to get... into my
especially late in the year when Miami's way better, like they're going to be on like a 45 game win streak at that point.
I'm not even going to get in my like dramatic voice. Miami always has a way with like Dion Waiters by then will have like 26 points on the Celtics. And what is the third leg of the
Detroit
stinks. Detroit has always stunk.
Right.
Detroit will always stink. And Detroit is awful.
And then at the end, they beat Chicago at home to finish off the season.
Chicago has a lot of gods.
They do have a lot of gods.
Which means Zach LaVine will have 37 points, but the Celtics will prevail.
According to Jay Kingland, the Celtics will give up the most points per game for, I guess, the opposing team's star, because I think we've had points ranging from 77 to 37 from Zach LaVine. But I'm going to go Celtics win there to secure third place in the Eastern Conference at whatever final record I had accumulated so far.
So you got 48 wins.
Who?
I got 49.
48?
49.
That seems pretty reasonable.
So, yeah. We're at 48, 49 wins. See, this is why we do this. Because the entire thing is just ridiculous, but by the end...
last year, by the end, we were not about right.
But that was the expectations, though.
We've crafted our method. Now we know what's going into this.
The expectations that we came up with, the final numbers that we came up with matched what the expectations were. So we were wrong, but... everybody was wrong when it came to that. Like, none of us were thinking that.
I don't think many people were as wrong as we were, to be honest.
I think plenty of people were wrong.
I think every single person with a talking head from a Celtics perspective was predicting the Celtics to be over 60 wins.
A lot of people.
I did not.
I mean, look.
Everyone who mattered.
It's a great learning experience, but we were wrong. Okay, fine. So
we've refined our methodology. We've really tapped into Jay King's dramatic voice, which I think has added a lot of insight to the pod. And now I think we've settled on a more reasonable and conservative estimate. It's all about refining the model from year to year. We have a spreadsheet. All of us have multiple computer screens and data that we're looking at right now to inform these decisions. And now I think we've really settled on something that's scientific and that I can stand behind.
Here we go. So we're at 48, 49 wins. I think that's a reasonable place to land for this team. 49 wins.
I'd have to agree.
Okay.
Now let's get back to just reminiscing about
the
good old days, man. This is a fun exercise if you consider this a fun exercise. But
yes, Jay, that's a great way
but
to put
I
it.
But I want to cry again. I was ready to cry
you
earlier.
You were ready to cry.
When we were talking about just the glory days of our podcast and how it came together. And
yeah, what do you want to say? You want to reminisce?
Let's reminisce.
Let's reminisce.
What was your favorite moment of the podcast, John?
Oh, God. Yeah. I don't remember moments.
I think you do.
I think right now my favorite moment is you leaving. Ooh,
that's fucked up, man. Like, that's so fucked up.
Right now, my favorite moment is Jay King. I don't know.
Scoring 37 points,
22 assists, and grabbing 1,500 rebounds.
That sounds about right for my rebound total. Hell of a rebound, man.
Jay,
I'd love to reminisce, but I actually have a dinner plans like right now.
Oh.
My girlfriend's eating edamame right now alone in a restaurant.
Honestly,
you
let
go to
her
place up the street?
Let her. How long have you guys been together?
8 years.
So she'll fucking understand if you have to sit here and podcast with us.
Valid point. But I feel like we've... I don't want to say we've gone off the rails, but I think
we've been off the rails.
We stayed been off the rails.
We've been off the rails years.
Where is she eating in a mame?
At the ramen place at the in this complex that you live in.
So she's a block away. Please text her and tell her to come here. I'll take back the athletic offer. Do you want to test me?
All right, coming back on the Locked On Celtics podcast.
A scorn jam.
You sit there and just trash the Athletic. All right, well, let's just wrap it up. We do not want jams.
Jay, I don't want to see you cry, okay? I'm trying to save you from yourself at this moment, and we got to wrap it up for the people.
Let's not pretend. This is not
this
about
is gonna
me.
Be like
this is about your girlfriend sitting at a fucking... whatever ramen place is one block over.
Yes.
I'm seriously, this is going to be like three podcasts. Like, I'm just splitting this whole thing up into three separate.
We started this 3 hours ago.
We started this yesterday. Just jamming. That mic's going to end up like halfway down your throat. All right. We'll wrap it up. Let's wrap it up. Jay's freaking DMing people over here.
Sources. Sources. Hashtag sources.
Celtics insider.
I am not DMing anyone. This is the
truth. Did I just blow up your spot?
Nope. No DMs.
Quantos broads.
Okay, we're going to wrap things up now.
Nobody is waiting for me at the ramen place.
I am going to go grab some dinner around here. There's some fine places to eat. And I'm hungry now because we've been at this for a very long time.
Yeah, and Jay's address is... Jay's apartment.
Come on down.
If you want any complaints or objections to today's podcast, please send them to 123 Fake Street.
Care of The Athletic.
TheKid.com.
Jay King. Not on the Lockdown podcast anymore.
That is sad, man. That is fucking sad.
It's sad.
I'm sad.
It's a sad time.
I'm sad.
It's a good thing that we're going to see each other every damn day for the next 10 months.
Why do you have Morse code on your leg?
The Morse code is my dog that has passed. It's in memory.
It is Morse code, though, right?
It is Morse code. It's Bubba. It's a dog. This is where he used to sleep, right on my calf. So I feel so bad.
I made fun of him for having Morse code on his calf.
It's a very touching.
Actually, my dog passed away.
Yeah, this is in memory of a dog that used to sleep on that exact spot. So I got his name there in Morse code. It's a very touching tattoo.
Way to go, Jay.
I feel like that's normally how it goes when I try to make fun of someone. They're like, yeah, actually.
Actually, there's a real reason for this.
My dog passed away. Yeah. And he used to sleep there. That's why I have Morse code on my right leg.
It's a very tear-jerkier kind of tattoo. He was awesome.
Well, fuck your dog.
Whoa! All right, then.
We have to stop recording to save Jay from himself.
Seriously, god damn.
I'm just saying.
He's just trying to...
Hold on, I'm just saying, your dog made me look bad.
Yeah, okay, so... right. It's my dog made you look bad because it's his fault... For being awesome.
Will you at least admit your dog made me look bad?
Yeah, it's exactly what happened.
In some ways, your dog made me look bad.
My dog made you look like a total dick just now.
Also.
And you're not doing anything to make it better. In fact, you continue, like last year's Celtics, to dig a deeper hole for yourself.
That was probably the favorite line I've made in the entire however many years I've been on the lockdown.
Fuck my dog.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. That was it.
That was the coup de grace right there. Ending on a high note.
I hope someone emails Lock about your advertising because of that line.
Because of that line?
Yeah.
Yeah. We should kick you off.
I don't even have to deal with it.
PETA.
Yeah. Well, luckily I can get on the podcast whenever I'm splitting this.
It's a great, honestly though, now that I know what it is, it's a cool fucking
It's a great tattoo.
Before I knew it, I was suspect.
Yeah.
I didn't think it was. I'm sorry.
Oh my god.
I'm very sorry.
See, you and
your dog.
Taking the mic from Jay.
We're done.
Can I do the final the send off?
Yeah.
This has been another episode of the Locked On Celtics podcast.
Now you fucked it up.
Part up. The Locked On Podcast Network.
Rainy days.
Thanks, Jim.
I thought I was gonna be able to get off a good one about your fucking.
tattoo, and then I'm like, oh, fuck. And then I had to say, fuck your dog, because your dog made me look so stupid. Your dog made me look so stupid, because I tried to make fun of your tattoo, and then your dog was like, actually, it's me. And then your dog was like,
I could not think of a better way to end the Rain and Jays than that.
Fuck your dog.
Fuck your dog. All right, we're done here.